Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing to be able to share the Word of God with you again today. Now listen, for the next 30 minutes, I invite you to get your Bibles as we continue an exciting series of messages, and we're dealing with end-time prophecy, end-time study in the book of Revelation. Amen. Today we will be picking up with Revelation chapter 2. Verses 18 through 28. I'm going to talk about the Church of Thyatira. And I'd also like to invite you, if you have comments concerning the prior churches that we've already discussed or any other questions concerning this topic, I invite you to call in this morning. The number is 718-664-9578. And Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. And again, it is such a blessing to be with you. I'm excited about this series of messages. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. And Lord, I'm just asking that as we go into your word this morning, that you would anoint your word, anoint every listener. Father, those that are listening this morning, Father, you know what we stand in need of, and we just have a great hunger, thirst after your word, Father. We ask that you open up your word to us in a fresh way. Father, reveal yourself even through these scriptures, Father. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for everyone that's faithful to listen in on each of the broadcasts. Father, you're faithful. We ask that you would just bless and that you would just have your way. And we thank you now for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to pick up, as I said, with the Church of Thyatira. Now, as we, just before we go there, we have seen that in each of these churches so far, Jesus has begun by giving them a salutation or a greeting. Each of the churches had different situations going on in them. And so now today we're going to talk about Thyatira. Thyatira represented a lax church. Revelation 2, 18 through 28. Let's read the scripture. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like unto fine brass." Now, if you go back to chapter 1, John literally had a vision of Jesus, and he saw him in chapter 1. And let me just go back real quick and read that scripture back over into chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. It says, "And I turned to see the voice that spake to me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flaming fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters." And the Bible goes on to say that when he saw him, when John saw Jesus like this, he saw this great vision. It overwhelmed him. And this scripture comes again and just reiterates the fact that Jesus is speaking to his people because he loves them. Each of these churches, God came specifically to give them a message. And it is an awesome thing when God speaks to us through his word or through the prophetic voice vessel that God would use, through word of knowledge, word of wisdom. God will speak to us through tongues and interpretation. It's an awesome thing to hear the voice of the Lord through someone, speak his word, it's awesome. And so each of these churches, I believe God is displaying how much he loves them, how much he wants them to get whatever needs to be gotten right, amen, so that they would have a part, amen, in the eternal kingdom. So this is another example of that. Jesus is saying, I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Jesus knew exactly who they were. He knew what they were all about. He knew what was going on. He knew their faithfulness. He knew their lack of faithfulness. He knew their love. He knew how much that they did love him. Glory to God. He knew their faithfulness. He knew that they were, some no doubt were working and being faithful, and maybe some of them were discouraged. Jesus knows everything that we go through. He knows the situations that we're in. God knows all about it. But listen to this in verse 20. He said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except thou repent of their deeds, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold, I'm sorry, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We were disconnected. Glory to God. I believe we are back live now on the air. I do apologize. I don't know what happened, but to God be the glory. We're going on anyway in the name of the Lord. We're talking about the church of Thyatira. Amen. And we had just finished reading the scripture. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you now. We cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus, and we bind every work of the enemy. We bind distraction. Oh, Father God, we thank you for liberty in your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for your leading and your guiding right now. And Father God, we just thank you for what you're yet doing, God. You give us grace, Father God, and mercy and strength to press forward in the name of the Lord. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going back into the scripture. Glory to God. Now, this, as I was saying, this is a powerful, powerful scripture here. A lot was going on in this church. Amen. They were faithful. Some of them were faithful to service, and they walked in love. They had patience and endurance, and Jesus knew their works. He knew what was going on. However, there was a great problem, and that was that there were those that were allowing Jezebel to teach, to seduce the people of God, the servants of God. The spirit of fornication was prevalent in this church, and also idol worship, Baal worship, idol worship was going on, and God hates idolatry. And there's a spirit of Baal even in the land today. God hates it. God hates sin. And this is the hour that we're seeing the judgment of God fall on the people of God who refuse to repent. And you know that each of these churches, God is saying, repent. Amen. He's letting them know the areas that they need to get straight in order for repentance to take place. In order for repentance to take place, you must recognize where you are. And if God is not moving in your life the way you know he should, your prayers are not being answered, things are just not coming together, then that's a good indication, beloved, to take a look, step back, take a look and see, amen, what's going on. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, we know, again, that there were qualities in this church, but they had deep-rooted problems. Amen. Whenever you allow sin in your midst, no matter what it is, if it's in you individually, even in the church, God will judge sin for what it is. I had the Lord spoke some things to me just on yesterday concerning, again, judgment and prayer and intercession and gap standing. And there are times when God will step back and he'll say, now you must allow me to move in this situation. And, you know, we know prayer is very powerful. But if we continue to hold in there when God is saying, take your hands off, amen, we could get into a lot of trouble. So we must allow the Lord in this hour, beloved, to do what needs to be done for the body of Christ, to be delivered, set free, amen, for sin, amen, to be flushed out, because we're definitely in a pressing way right now where God is judging. He's judging sin. Glory to God. Now listen, Jesus gave Jezebel space to repent, but she refused. In other words, I believe that word was sent in, and no doubt the pastor, the angel of this church, preached and was teaching and doing all that needed to be done in order for this spirit to be uprooted out of this church. But the Bible says she did not repent. That means she made a choice. Amen. She made a conscious choice to continue to do and act the way she was acting and doing. And then so the Lord said that he would... let me read it. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation. So, in other words, Jesus was very plain to say, I'm going to judge you for what you're doing. You cannot keep doing what you're doing and think that you're going to get away. And people of God, we can't. We if we don't love right, amen, if we don't obey, come on now. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So we must walk in obedience to the word of God. We must obey God in everything that he gives us to do, even when we don't feel like it. A lot of times it's easy for us to say, you know what, I think God understands if I skip praying today, if I skip reading my word. No, God doesn't understand that. Amen. Not only that, your spirit man will wane. Glory to God. We can't afford to be disconnected from Jesus. Not one day, not one minute, not one hour, not one second. Amen. We need our lifeline, and Jesus is our lifeline. So we must stay connected no matter what is going on, beloved. We must pray. We must stay connected. Okay, now he gave her space to repent, but she refused. So the Lord had to bring judgment because of a lack of repentance. And this is so funny that we're talking about this, because all year we have seen judgment. And I still don't believe we've seen it to the magnitude that we will see it. Glory to God, last year as God spoke and said that this will be a year of judgment. This is a year, this is an hour where God is calling for true repentance. Revival will fall when the people of God as a whole repent, turn from their wicked ways in order to hear from heaven. God said you must turn, amen, turn away from everything that's not like God, every bad attitude, come on now, every drawback spirit, glory to God, every block, every wall that we put up, glory to God, amen, is a hindrance. And before you know it, we've got walls all around us. God can't get in and we can't get out. So we must make sure that we keep so close accounts with God. Amen. Now listen, everyone who participated along with Jezebel, amen, would be judged, every one of them. Glory to God. God hates sin. He hates sin. He hates it. It's enmity toward him. So if we participate, amen, we're an enemy of God. Glory to God. He will not tolerate it under no conditions. Amen. It's just no compromising with that. When God's love is repeatedly spurned and one deliberately follows a course of sin, God's holiness demands that the sinner be punished. We never want to see anyone punished, believe it or not. Even people that do wrong, we do have a heart for them. Amen. We still should have a heart. But you know what? If you commit a crime, for example, you have to do the time. You have to pay for that. Glory to God. Amen. And it's not always pleasant. Amen. But we reap what we sow. If we sow corruption, we're going to reap corruption. If we sow righteous living, we will reap righteous living. Amen. Amen. When you plant your seed in good soil, it's going to come up. Amen. And it will bring forth fruit. So no matter what seed you plant, beloved, it will come up. If it's dead seed, corrupt seed, come on now. Amen. A seed that's alive, amen, that's quickened by the Holy Ghost, amen, that seed will come up as well. Glory to God. The Bible says that the wheat and the tare, they grow together. Glory to God. And he said, look, I'll do the separating. And this is an hour, beloved, where God is putting his hallelujah stamp and hand on his people, a remnant. He's pulling a remnant out. Glory to God. Because we in the church, there's so much, as I said earlier, Baal worship, the spirit of Baal must be pulled down. But there's a remnant that's crying out, hallelujah, for holiness, for righteousness, for right living. Glory to God. Amen. We have a hunger and thirst, glory to God, for him. And the Bible says if you hunger and you thirst after him, you will be filled. Amen. He will come and see about you. Glory to God. He will not leave you. Glory to God. He'll not forsake you. Hallelujah. But we must endure. The Bible says if you endure to the end, you will be saved. Glory to God. So God's going to snatch out a remnant. Amen. Everything that's false is going to come down. Glory to God. Everything that's not like God will be pulled down. It's a given. Glory to God. Now listen. Again, when God's love is repeatedly spurned and one deliberately follows a course of sin, God's holiness demands that the sinner be punished. Part of the judgment here included killing her children so that all the church would know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Glory to God. I am reminded of David, amen, when, amen, he had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And we know this story, very familiar passage of scripture, and how when Nathan had to go to him, amen, to correct him and get him back right because he had really gotten into himself and gotten way off. And God's love said, you know, I must send the prophet to the man of God to let him know you're the man, you're the one that's in trouble. Glory to God. And no doubt David was very miserable because he did, he repented. But God said the child's life will not be spared. Glory to God. And David, he stretched out his face toward God. He sought God. He fell out on the floor and began to seek the face of God. But God's word was true. When the child was born, I believe he only lived a week, and the child died. Amen. Judgment had to come. Amen. Correction is needed. Amen. Correction is needed in the body of Christ. Amen. Correction is needed in our individual lives. Amen. If we're walking in a way that's displeasing to God, God loves us enough to get us back on track. Amen. To whisper that word in our ear, in our spirit. Amen. To get us back where God would have us to be. Thank you, Lord. So God is the one that searches the reins and the hearts. He knows our heart. He knows what our makeup. Amen. He knows what we're made of. Amen. He knows the innermost part of us. Glory to God. He knows the desires that we have. He knows those of us that really desire after him. Glory to God. I was praying and telling the Lord, Father God, I release all to you. Amen. We can't hold nothing back from God. We have to make up our mind, beloved, that we will serve the Lord no matter what. Glory to God. We'll keep our eyes on God. Hallelujah. The more he separates us unto him, the more we should be determined to follow after God. This is an hour, beloved, when we must follow after the Lord. Don't forsake him. Don't forsake him in assembling, amen, in the body of Christ. That's where we get strength, amen. We get prayer. We encourage one another, build one another up, amen. Glory to God. So don't forsake, amen, the building up of yourself, amen, in prayer, in study, in fellowship, in communion with God. Glory to God. Make sure that you stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, it is possible to lose your rewards because of allowing sin to come in and take precedent in your life. Amen. We could lose out with God. Amen. None of us are exempt from that. Amen. When we don't follow after the Lord and we are not obedient to him, amen, it's possible that we could, amen, lose what we have. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, amen, I've served the Lord for a number of years now, and I don't want to lose my soul. Glory to God. This is a tight race, beloved. This is a tight race, but you can make it. Amen. We can make it. We can endure. Glory to God. Because the Bible says if you endure to the end, you'll be saved. Amen. It's not how fast you run this race. Amen. It's not even how long you run it. There's a passage of scripture that talks about a master hiring servants to go out and work. Amen. And there were those that went out early in the day, and some went out in midday. Some didn't go out to the last hour. But at the last minute, those that went out and only worked 1 hour received the same reward as those that had been working all day, because this master was just and he was fair. And it doesn't matter if you've been saved 1 hour or 5 years or 20 years, 50 years, amen. If you reach the goal, glory to God, you cross over into the kingdom of God, you will be rewarded. And there will be many people, amen, that will have given their lives to the Lord, had not served God for years, amen. But yet they will be rewarded, amen, because they made up their mind, I want the Lord, I want him. Glory to God. They may not get great rewards, but yet they're going to be rewarded. Amen. God is a just God. He's faithful. And I am so glad that I'm serving the Lord. Amen. Wouldn't want to be doing anything else, amen, but a servant of Jesus Christ. Now I want to read a scripture in 2 John and verse 8. It says, look to yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Amen. This is encouraging us, amen, to meet the required conditions of blessing in order not to lose our rewards. In other words, make sure that you're doing what God would have you to do, that you're being obedient, that you're walking upright before God. Amen. Make sure that you're doing all that God would have you do. Amen. Living a righteous life, living a consistent life before the Lord. Amen. This is an hour where we must be consistent. Amen. We must deny ourselves. Amen. Take up our cross and follow the Lord daily. Glory to God, because God gets no pleasure in us if we have a drawback spirit, pullback spirit, amen, haughty spirit, pride, amen. All of these things are not of God. So we must make sure we stay clean, flushed out, pure before the Lord. In order for God to use us the way he wants to use us, we must be clean. Our life must be clean before the Lord. And if we continue to submit ourselves to God, amen, continue, amen, to allow the Lord to do in us what he desires to do, amen, we'll live right, amen. We'll live holy, glory to God. It's not a hard thing to live right before the Lord. We need a made-up mind, a determined heart, a determined spirit, amen. This church could have came out more than did come out, could have come out, had they made a choice glory to God, not to follow the enemy, not to follow sin, and not to give in to sin. Amen. But when we're presented with the word, beloved, we're accountable for it. Amen. And God is not going to continue to tell us, look, you need to stop doing that thing that you're doing. Glory to God. If you're wasting money, if you're, you know, doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing, amen. And God is putting it before your face. But we keep denying it. We keep, you know, whenever things come up, we don't turn to God. We do our own thing. We give in to flesh. But then once we get into trouble, that's when we go to God, and we expect the Lord to get us out of it. But if we would listen and heed the voice of the Lord, amen, in the beginning, we wouldn't have to ask for help when we really shouldn't ask for that type of help. Come on now. Amen. Because there's some things, beloved, we're going to get ourselves into that God is going to turn a deaf ear. He's going to say, no, don't pray for them like he told Jeremiah. Don't pray for them people because I'm not going to hear you. Amen. In the day of their trouble, I will not hear them. And that's a sad thing to know. Amen. Some of us are going to hit trouble. Some of us will hit tribulation, and God will not hear our prayer. There'll come a time when he'll turn a deaf ear because sin has ran its course, judgment has fallen, and that's what happened. Amen. In this particular church, when judgment fell, he meant what he said. Glory to God. If God speaks a thing, beloved, it will come to pass. Amen. It's a given. Glory to God. So I'm encouraging you to walk pleasing before the Lord. Amen. Be obedient to God. Be diligent to make your calling an election sure. Get rid of everything that's not like God. Amen. Make sure that your spirit and your attitude is right. Glory to God. Because if you have a bad attitude, God's hand will stop. God's hand will not move. I don't care what's going on around you. Everything will stop till we get things right with God. We put things back in right perspective. Amen. God is faithful. He's faithful to his word. Amen. Now listen, there was a remnant that remained faithful. Amen. In spite of the deterioration of this local church, they were admonished to continue in the truth of God's word until Jesus returned. The overcomer was promised power over the nations, authority, glory to God, over the nations, that they would rule with a rod of iron, and they would be given the morning star. Glory be to God. Powerful scripture this morning, talking about the church of Thyatira. And this is the ultimate thing. God wants us to overcome. We are overcomers. In other words, we are winners. Amen. We're winners. Every last one of us are winners. So speak to yourself today and say, I'm a winner. I'm more than a conqueror because of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you today for your holy word. And I'm asking, Father, that you would just minister to us in a real way on today. Father, there's some that are going through great trial, some that are being tested in their faith. Father God, some with situations that just seem so surmountable and that they'll never come through. But I'm asking for your leading. I'm asking that God, you would just come in and minister as only you can. Touch us, your people, today and keep us encouraged. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you've been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We want you to stay encouraged, beloved. Know that God loves you and he cares. Stay in the word of God. I invite you to read through this chapter again. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister. And if there are areas in any of these areas that God is wanting to minister to you in, allow him to do that. Glory to God. Pull up on today. Pull up in your faith. Pull up in your walk with the Lord. Pull up in your fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Pull up in your devotional and your reading with the Lord. Amen. God is with you and he loves you, beloved. And we want to go up together. Amen. Until next time, I want you to be blessed. And remember, God loves you. Amen. And I love you too. Until our next broadcast, amen. Stay in the will of God. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.